This is episode one, spiritual PTSD that will offend everybody. That's a great title. How did I come up with that?
Hi, I'm Christine Fairman. You're listening to the Gospel of Tangents.
It's the best source for Mormon history, science, and theology. I'm Rick Bennett. We've had a lot of firsts on Gospel Tangents, and I've got two firsts on this show. This is the first time we've ever interviewed a prophetess on Gospel Tangents, as well as our first internet Mormon church. So I'm excited to introduce Christine and David Fairman from the Church of Jesus Christ in Christian Fellowship. We're going to learn more about their beliefs. I love this saying that they have beliefs that will offend everyone. So that's kind of interesting. You'll definitely want to find out what that's all about. They're very progressive in a lot of ways, LGBT friendly, feminist friendly, gay friendly, polygamy friendly. So that's going to be even gay polygamy. So it's going to be a fun conversation to learn more about their, it's really kind of a unity movement. So you won't want to miss this conversation. Check it out. Well, welcome to Gospel Tangents. I'm excited to have a prophet and his wife on the show. Could you go ahead, David, and let people know who you are and tell us a little bit about your church?
My name is David Fairman. This is my wife, Christine. We are both the co-presidents with another person, actually, to make the first presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ in Christian Fellowship, which is a mouthful, so we generally call it the Fellowship of Christ or just the Fellowship. I'm not really sure what all you want to know. We are an online movement more than a church. During COVID, we did quite a bit of meetings for a variety of different people, but recently, after all the churches opened back up, a lot of people kind of went back to their home churches, and they still associate with us, but being more of a movement, we don't have like a building at this point, if that makes sense.
Our movement, our mission is mostly centered around making sure that people know that God loves them and that they have a place within Christianity and within Mormonism, regardless of their histories or their personal beliefs or lifestyles.
All right. So it's an online church. I know a lot of ex-Mormons have said, why can't we do church online? But you've been doing it since the beginning, it sounds like, pretty much.
Yes. Yeah. and I will say my ministry personally is more about helping people through what I like to call spiritual PTSD than trying to build a church. Does that make sense?
You kind of sound a little bit like Denver Snuffer.
No, we...
Because he doesn't want to have a church either. He's like, but it's a movement. And it sounds like you're more of a movement than a building and with four walls and a roof.
Well, the only reason why is because the people that come here already have a church. So it's not like we're going to say, well, you can't be a part of Community of Christ or the Salt Lake City Church or you know, the Strangites or whatever. You've got to be a part of us now. So with that, they may come to, for example, we were doing the first, the new moon services as prescribed in the Old Testament. You know, it was being led by a priest who was a fundamentalist, Brighamite. And then people speaking were from, or you know, participating in it. One guy was a Strangite, another was from the RLDS branch of the faith, you know, so on and so forth. So it's hard to say, okay, well, we're a church having a church meeting when these people already belong to other organizations. So
these are all dual citizens, I guess.
Yes, exactly. and there are people who want us to start a church, but they're like alone in, you know, Washington State and wherever else they are. And so
England,
yeah, Australia. All over the world, actually. And so it's like, well, we'll help you if you want to try to start something down there and or wherever you are up there. But it's more of a movement right now just because of how we're more about unification. And like I said, helping people going through spiritual PTSD than trying to convert people to a new gospel. So I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's great. So, Christine, can you tell us a little bit about when this group started and kind of the origins and that sort of thing?
It started, well, my husband is mastermind for the most part started, he had a blog, and he was sharing some of his beliefs and his
revelations.
Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. His revelations on this blog. And it just kind of snowballed from there. It kind of turned into people started to seek him out and ask him questions about things. And a lot of people came looking for something that wasn't out there already. And so it was kind of a development and a labor of love to kind of try and provide this thing that people were looking for, I guess.
And about what year was this?
What was that?
2015.
Oh, wow. So this is 7 years ago? 6 years ago.
Yeah, 6 years ago.
Okay. Well, interesting. So I know, David, I spoke with you on the phone a while back with Alan Brodus. And one of the things that stuck to my memory was, you know, we have something that will offend everybody.
That's what I like to say. We have something that will offend everybody.
Can you go into more detail on that?
Well, yeah, sure. So, for example, we don't believe that you have to be a polygamist to get into heaven or to get to the highest degree of the celestial kingdom. But if you are a polygamist family, you're welcome to worship with us. And then also, if you don't have to be a homosexual, but if you are, you're welcome to worship with us. And those are two groups generally that don't meet eye to eye for various reasons. You know, most of the fundamentalists I meet, they're like, wow, everything you're doing is amazing. If you could just get rid of the gays, it'd be great. Like, yeah, that's not going to happen. And so it's always like just this one thing that seems to bother people. And it's like, everything's so great except for that. And I'm so offended by it. If you just cut whatever that is out.
So it seems like you said you even supported gay polygamy. Is that right?
My whole thing is speaking both as myself and also kind of telling you what one of the revelations I had said. But basically the idea is that as long as you're consenting adults, you prayed on it. And this is because this isn't marriage isn't between two people or three people or however many people. It's between two people and the Lord.
Or three people and the Lord.
Or five people and the Lord, or whatever it is. So if you're going to be like Brigham Young and have 50 wives, God has to be a part of every single one of those relationships. And also, you have to make sure that everybody, you, each individual in that unity, has to make sure that you're all working together in some way. So, like I said, it's not mandatory to get into heaven or anything, but if that's what the Lord calls you to do, who am I to tell you, you can't listen to God? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. So I some people would call that a very progressive stance. I'm sure a lot of people, like you said, it will offend a lot of people.
the thing that I found interesting, because I never thought about this before, I was actually at a Sukkot with a bunch of different Latter-day Saints from, again, a bunch of different groups, just non-denominational Latter-day Saints. And I made a comment once, and I said, you know, I want you to tell me you think I'm wrong. And they're all like, wait a minute, I thought you were supposed to be a prophet. And I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't mean that I'm not human and I can't make mistakes. I want to learn from you. So if you think I'm not doing something right, let me know. And they're like, oh, this is uncalled for in our movement. But really, that to me is what the Latter-day Saint movement is all about. It's all about everybody being Joseph Smith, going into the sacred grove and having their own mystical experience that brings them closer to Jesus Christ. If you can't do that, then to me, it's hard for me to see how you can be fully embracing the Latter-day Saint movement if you can't have that personal relationship with God like Joseph Smith was seeking when he went to the grove. Because that's what Rone talks about. If you want to believe the Book of Mormon is true, you can. But if you want to know it, get on your knees and ask God. And you'll receive a revelation. Thereby, you're a prophet.
Well, you know, a lot of people would say, you know, marriage, I guess, is one of the most important religious rites in any religion. And so it sounds like you've thrown away all, I'm going to say morality, that might not be the correct term, but some people would view it that way, that if you support gay marriage and you support polygamous marriage, you know, are there any morals in the church? How would you respond to that?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, so pedophilia is obviously wrong. That's a sin. Collecting wives or collecting husbands would be a sin. If the two greatest commandments are love God and love your neighbor, and marriage is the holiest sacrament that we have to offer as a movement, and I mean that as a Christian movement in general, not just the Latter-day Saints or the Fellowship, then the only way it can be sacred is if you are honoring those two commandments. You're loving God and you're loving your neighbor. And in one aspect, the loving your neighbor means minding your own business. I mean, that just is what it is. I have no right to, if you want to think that homosexuality is a sin, fine. I have no right to tell anybody else you're not allowed to go to hell if it is. If love is love.
Heaven, you mean? You said hell.
No, I didn't. If somebody wants to go to hell, my job is to say, hey, heaven's available. But my job isn't to get a pitchfork and force them in there. So it's everybody has to make, everybody has their free agency. We all have to choose what's right or wrong for ourselves. And we as saints have to allow other people the opportunity to learn and grow by doing their own thing. So if you think something is a sin and it's not hurting anybody else, then...
Well, many people would argue that it does hurt other people. But
yeah. Yes, they would, but I have not been able to find any evidence to support that opinion.
I think that the key here is that we strive to show Christ-like love to everybody,
mm-hmm.
Unfailing and unwavering. And that means not judging, and that means supporting and loving and encouraging people to find their path through Christ.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation with David and Christine Fairman. In our next conversation, we'll talk about David's experience with Denver Snuffers Group.
And in fact, I was actually invited to speak at one of their conferences, but it was around the time when they were moving away from accepting polygamists and homosexuals. And so once that became more official, they uninvited me.
If you'd like to hear the entire interview uncut, please subscribe to patreon.com/gospeltangents for just $5 a month. Patreon is spelled patreon.com/gospeltangents. If you'd like to watch the entire video, you can subscribe at YouTube, Patreon, or on my website at gospeltangents.com and click the yellow subscribe button for just $8 a month. PDF transcripts are just $10 a month, and you can get those on patreon.com/gospeltangents or on my website. I'll send those to you as soon as I've finished completing it. If you'd like to get a paperback and PDF, just subscribe for $20 a month at either Patreon or on my website. Individual paperbacks are available at amazon.com. Just do a search for Gospel Tangents interview, and you can find all of our past interviews there. Show your Gospel Tangents pride by purchasing a t-shirt on our website at gospeltangents.com/shop. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts at tinyurl.com/gospeltangents. You can get our latest updates by friending me at Facebook, or you can also follow our page at facebook.com/gospeltangents. Become an insider and you can see the newest videos. Follow us on Twitter at gospeltangents. Click here to subscribe, here for a transcript, and over here we've got some of our great videos. Thanks again.